بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا وقال تعالى واصابكم فتحا قريبا وقال تعالى ومن دون ذلك فتحا قريبا وقال تعالى اذا جاء نصر الله والفتح صدق الله العظيم وقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو على المنبر ايها الناس تواضعوا فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من تواضع لله تعالى رفعه الله تعالى او كما قال اخرجه البيهقي في شعب الايمان. حضرات علماء کرام اور ہمارے طلبہ عزیز، الحمدللہ ٹوڈے 18 آف ذوالقعدہ اینڈ 1437 ایئرس اگو ون واقعہ ون اسٹوریز ہیپن وٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ سبحانہ و تبارک و تعالی مینشن ہول اسٹوری ان فل فور رکھوں ان پارا 26 ویری ویری فیمس سورہ سورۃ الفتح اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تبارک و تعالی مینشن 3 ٹائم ورڈ آف فتح انا فتحنا لک فتحا مبینا واصابکم فتحا قریبا ومن دون ذالک 3 ٹائم اللہ سبحانہ و تبارک و تعالی مینشن دی ویری ویری لینگتھی اسٹوری But I try to, in short time, khulasa of this story, or we can say, durusun wa ibarun min waqi'ati sulh al-hudaybiyya. In few minute time, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make hijra from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and already 6 years is passed. Then many Sahaba-e-Kiram put a request in front of Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, when we came from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, already 6 years is passed. Many our family member also is there. Our houses also there. And all the time we are missing to Makkah Mukarrama, and we want to go to Makkah Mukarrama. Everybody like his born place. Like we are came from India here many years ago. You also, myself also. But every year, every 2 years, we say, "Bhai, we can go one time, even 1 week also for India." Like Sahaba-e-Kiram say, 6 years is gone, never get chance go to Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba-e-Kiram, after 6 years, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this year we are travel to Makkah Mukarrama. And like I mentioned, 1437 years ago, first of Zulqada, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, get ready, we just go to Makkah Mukarrama. And 1,004 Sahaba-e-Kiram, like many muhaddisin, muarrikhin mentioned, 4,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram, they get ready with the ihram condition to travel from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Makkah Mukarrama, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get information, the people of Makkah try to, you totally stop, you can't enter in Makkah Mukarrama, because you come in Makkah Mukarrama without giving any information before you coming Makkah Mukarrama. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get this news, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam change, enter to in Makkah Mukarrama. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he don't want to fight. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get information, people of Makkah are coming from this side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if we also go in same way, and we get together, then maybe get big fire, big fighting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, no, no, we change route. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take another road to enter in Makkah Mukarrama. Sheikh Saeed Ramzan al-Buti, he wrote it on his kitab, Fiqh al-Sira, that is the first lesson, try to don't fight with your enemy also. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam change route. That is good lighting from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time we try from our side, we don't fight with anybody. That is the first lesson. Anyway, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed route, and day after try to Makkah Mukarrama, but people of Makkah come from that side also, and he say, no, no allow to enter in Makkah Mukarrama. Anyway, 10 kilometer 15 kilometer far from Haram-e-Muhtaram, the place called Hudaybiyah, and now the another name, Sumaysiyah, like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped there, 1,400 Sahaba-e-Kiram. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get message, send message to people of Makkah Mukarrama, I want to try make compromise. I don't want to fight with you people. Please send some people, then I can talk with them nicely. Then ulama-e-kiram mentioned, first person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Budayl ibn Waraqa al-Khuzai. Budayl ibn Waraqa al-Khuzai, he got little but ta'alluq also, from lengthy period Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you came here? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ma jina li qitali ahadin, walakinna jina mu'tamirina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I never came to fight with anybody, but I just came to make only and only umrah. Budayl ibn Waraqa Khuzai say, all right, I go to people of Makkah and inform what is the reason coming Makkah Mukarrama. Budayl ibn Waraqa Khuzai went, people of Makkah, he give information. Then people of Makkah say, you bring information, but half information. We want to find out properly. Then Urwa bin Mas'ud Saqafi, he was from Taif. He said, all right, you wait. I can go and I can talk with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Urwa bin Mas'ud Saqafi came. And he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives same reply. Ma jina li qitali ahadin. Walakinna jina mu'tamirina. Just make for only umrah. Urwa bin Mas'ud said, all right, wait, I just go and give information. He also went. Then people of Makkah say, no, no, we went send some another person also. Then another person, the ulama written his name, Julais bin Alqama. The Julais bin Alqama, or Hunais bin Alqama, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very intelligent person, ittaqu firasat al-mumin, fa'innahu yanzur binurillah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see face of Hulais or Julais bin Alqama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, This third person, not the right person. But you people don't make any argument. I sort it out. When he came and talked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, same reply I give. Day after, number four person is came. His name Mikraz ibn Hafs. When he came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I think that is right person. When Mikraz ibn Hafs come, problem is not sorted out. And number five, Suhail ibn Amr is came. When Suhail ibn Amr is came, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what your name? He said, my name is Suhail. And Suhail meaning is easy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, our problem get easy. Good name, good meaning, and good work also. Then I cut many things, just an important point, few minute time. When Suhail ibn Amr is came, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, what is the last news from Makkah Mukarrama? Then Suhail ibn Amr say, they people also want to compromise with you. You are ready? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, yes, I am ready to make compromise. Sheikh Saeed Ramzan al-Buti, he wrote about this, all the story. All the time, any problem is coming. Private life also, family life also, all the time we try to make compromise. And compromise time also is first meeting, not find out, then second meeting also. And third meeting also. And fourth meeting also. Inshallah, fourth meeting, some Suhail is coming and problem is sorted out. Try all the time. Five times is necessary. And that is Sabit bin Nas, riwayat on Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk about five person. In our community, our society, our life, any problem coming out, we are take decision same time. First time problem come between husband and wife, and same time say ante talikun, ante talikun, ante talikun. By try at least five time. After five time also not come right, then we can take another step also. That is a durus one, wa ibar one, min waqi'ati surah al-Hudaybiyah. Anyway. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get is ready, and Suhail ibn Amr also is get ready, then Suhail ibn Amr, he say, who's right? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was right hand also, he was good writer also. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with the pen and paper. But that time no pen and paper. That time piece of leather. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu took something and piece of leather. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, what I am say, the Suhail is listening properly, he also listening properly, and write down what I am say. That's why ulama say, anything is happen, but compromise timing, compromise time, paperwork is necessary. Don't talk only with the tongue, but necessary to write also. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَكْتُبُوا. When I teach tarjama, then I just explain, just joke with the student, Allah Ta'ala say, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ فَكْتُبُوا. Allah say, write. Allah never say, put in computer. Because sometimes you put in computer, but offline, what you doing? Thousand of people outside of bank. What happened, bhai? Money is over? Money is there, but offline. You can't get anything. Allah says, right, idha tadayantum, bidainin ila ajalim musamman faktubu. Anyway. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, right, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First thing, anything is happen, talking time also, writing time also, first write, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل أمر ذي بال لم يبدأ ببسم الله فهو أقطع. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سي write, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then Suhail bin Amr said, O Muhammad, we doesn't know who's is Rahman and who's Rahim. You can't write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He start argument. He became angry. He want to fight. And he said, don't write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amma al-Rahman, fala nadri. We doesn't know who's Rahman. We doesn't know who's Rahman. Allah Ta'ala say in Quran, قُلِ دُعُوا اللَّهَ أَبِدُعُوا الرَّحْمَانَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like fire. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became like cold ice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, all right, Ali, write what Suhail bin Amr say. Nadri Allah, Amma al-Rahman, fala nadri. We knows only name of Allah. Otherwise, we doesn't know what is the Rahman al-Rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, leave it and write, Bismika Allahumma. What the name of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. The first argument come from Suhail bin Amr, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make any argument. Anyway, when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is over, then Bismik Allahumma is over, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali, write down, Haza ma qada alayhi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never mention his name. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Haza ma qada alayhi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Suhail bin Amr start fighting and argument. And Suhail bin Amr say, لو كنا نعلم أنك رسول الله ما سددناك على البيت ولا قاتلناك ولكن اكتب محمد بن عبد الله. Suhail bin Amr say, why you wrote Rasulullah? If are through messenger of Allah and we are believe you are messenger of Allah, then why we fighting? Wallahi, we are never accepted. You are not the Rasul of Allah. Openly he say, you are not the Rasul of Allah. You are not messenger of Allah. لَوْ كُنَّا نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا سَدَدْنَاكَ عَلِ الْبَيْتِ وَلَا قَاتَلْنَاكَ. He refused. But until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it is okay. If myself on that place, then what happened, bhai? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is okay. And he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, uktub Muhammad bin Abdullah. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no, right, that is compromise letter, not from Rasul of Allah, but from Muhammad bin Abdullah. The second argument. When we are sitting sometime in compromise, many time come argument from that side also, big fire is coming. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keep quiet. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, man tawaza'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. You became humble. Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala sort out problem. He never accept you are Rasul of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I never give answer. Fantaziru, inni ma'akum min al-muntazirin. You are waiting, like I also is waiting. All right. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, many, many days is passed and we are in a ihram condition. An ihram condition is not easy. Our ihram only 3 days, 8, 9 and 10. 10 of Zilijjah, everybody try make tawaf ziyarat and take out ihram. And some ulama is written, but I never find out reference in many, many kitab. If find out, I inform to you. On this condition, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stay in ihram condition totally 18 days. 18 days in ihram condition. Because a big, come big problem there. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam request Suhail bin Amra, I am not alone. What my companion, we are 1,400 sahaba-e-kiram, we are all the in ihram condition. Just give it permission to enter in Makkah Mukarrama for only 1 hour time. Or maybe 1 1/4 hour, or maybe 1 1/2 hour. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we enter in Makkah Mukarrama, make our umrah. Umrah is very easy. Tawaf, turakat namaz, safa, sa'i bayna safa wal marwa, halak and qasar. The umrah is over. Maybe take 1 hour time, 1 1/4 hour. Just give it visa for only 70 minute time. But Suhail bin Amr say, like sometime also, wife say, I want to go for holiday. Just give me ijazat for 3 days. He say, you talking for 3 days? Not wallahi for 3 hours also. Sat down at home. Then he starts fighting. But she say 3 days, you can say go for 3 months. It's all right. No any problem. Problem is sorted out. That is from the story of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, bhai, give permission for 1 hour. 1 1/2 hour. But Suhail bin Amr say, لا تدخلن في هذا العام مكة المكرمة. No permission to enter in Makkah Mukarrama for single 5 minute time also. No permission. You can't enter in Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, bhai, I am in ihram. And look, everybody in ihram. 1,400 sahaba ikram. And more than 10 days passed, bhai. Because he traveled from Medina, Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama by camel. And normal take 8 days time. And anybody come from Medina, Munawwara, then they put ihram from Zulhulayfa. The ihram condition. 8 days taking traveling time also. And here is start problem also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, bhai, for 1 hour. 1 hour give time. But he said, no, 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 you can't enter in Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, all right. This also right. Right side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala no, he was sitting. Left side, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala no, and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala no, every single time, make ishara to Hazrat Abu Bakr, maza yafalu. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are doing? Everything except. But Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala no make sabr. But how make sabr? Jab sabr ka daman labrez ho jata hai, to chalak bhi jata hai. Come out water. But until Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala no, he want to try to stand up. But Abu Bakr Siddiq say, sit down. You know, sometime in meeting also, he want to try, come out. Man, you make sabr, read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Control your anger. Alright, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, now what we are doing, our ihram. He say, take out your ihram and go back to Medina Munawwara. And come next year. When you come next year also, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, our visa for how many days? Limited? Or unlimited? Then Suhail bin Amr say, next year your visa for only 72 hours. That's why all the MBC people take out from Bukhari. Yeah. All the MBC, visiting visa is only 72 hours. And they come in Bukhari Sharif also, bhai. So now all the MBC not allow more than 72. And Suhail bin Amr write down, when you come next year, then you spend only 72 hours. And they have to write down no exchange. No exchange also. Only 72 hours. Don't give another application also. When 72 hours is finished, come out from Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is okay, bhai. This also is okay. No problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accept. Bismikallahumma, he accept Muhammad bin Abdullah, he accept never enter in Makkah Mukarrama, he accept when he come next year, then only 72 hours time. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came next year, and he make Umrah everything, and nearly 1 hour, 1.5 hour is left, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send message to Makkah Mukarrama, people to Makkah Mukarrama. Urido, I need to stay some little bit more in Makkah Mukarrama. Sana'ana lakum ta'aman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I make a nikah also with Hazrat Maimuna radiallahu ta'ala na, and I want to spend one night Hazrat Maimuna in Makkah Mukarrama, and tomorrow inshallah wa tabaraka wa ta'ala, Dawat wa walima also. Sana'ana lakum ta'aman. And sana'a meaning ulama is written very, very tasteful food. In Arabic zaban, three words is coming. Number one is fa'ala. And number two is amela. And number two is sana'a. When important thing, then it is sana'a. The example in Surah Maida also. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sana'ana lakum ta'am, tomorrow I want to give da'wat also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything accept. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give da'wat also. Kibai, you people come, take food with me tomorrow. I spend one more night in Makkah Mukarrama. Then what say people of Makkah? La hajata lana ila ma'adubatika. Wallahi, we don't want to need your food also. Ukhrujanna, same time you come out. You know, sometime in family problem also is start. Walima Dawad is coming, Nikah Dawad is coming, and we send to invitation later also. He say, I take Qasam of Allah. Until you die or I die, I don't want to come your Dawad. That is sunnat of people of Makkah, not sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here also, never make any argument. You say, all right, inshallah ta'ala will come out. And last one, Suhail bin Amr say, now many people in Makkah Mukarrama, and they want to come in Madinah Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, it's all right, if they want to come from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, we can accept to him. But Suhail bin Amr say, no, can't be. No one single Muslim allowed to leave Makkah Mukarrama and go to Madinah Munawwara. If they come from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, same time return to him Makkah Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that is very difficult. If they come in Muslim condition, how can I return back to Makkah Mukarrama? If you never accept it, then broken this paper, no any compromise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, all right. And last one he say, if anyone come from Madinah Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama, not necessary, we send to back again Madinah Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ajib, if somebody came from Makkah, then people say, return back to Makkah Mukarrama. And somebody came from Madinah Munawwara to Makkah, you people say, stay in Makkah, don't allow go again Madinah Munawwara. Many things. I just repeat. Number one, he never accept Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. never accept Rasool, never give permission also. And next year, for only 3 days time, and day after, anyone is came from Makkah Mukarrama, from Medina Munawwara, not allowed go again Medina Munawwara. And from Medina Munawwara somebody came, they don't allow to again go back to Medina Munawwara. And last one, Suhail bin Amr say, now Badr is over. Uhud is over. Khandaq is over. Many, many battle is over. Now you also got any power to fighting. We also already is finished. Now till 10 years time, no fighting. And all the road is open from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. People of Makkah, he can go to Medina Munawwara. He stay also, he spend some time also, but come back Medina, Makkah Mukarrama. They everything write down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam signature over. Suhail bin Amr signature is over. That is this Sulh Hudaybiyah. Anyway, when everything is over, then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, just 5-7 minute time, inshallah finish up. Is alright, Maulana? Jee. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is came. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, O Nabi of Allah, alasta Nabi Allahi haqtan, you are not true Nabi of Allah. Why you everything accept? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Bala, why not? I am Rasul of Allah. Wa ana la usiyeh. And what my Rabb guide me, I accept. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala no, became quiet. Then he came to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala no. And he asked Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Alaysa huwa nabiyullahi haqqan? He is not true messenger of Allah. Abu Bakr Siddiq say, it is true messenger of Allah. Don't go against of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make sabr. Anyway, what is the lesson? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make any argument. Never make fight also. Never became angry also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, take a U-turn. We are going back to now Medina Munawwara. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start take walk to Medina Munawwara, few kilometers is take walk, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came. And first one, Jibreel alayhi salam say, Inna fatahna laka fatahan mubina. Fasabakum fatahan qareeba. وَمِن دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرُوا عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Ulama is mentioned, Suhail say, you are not Nabi of Allah, but Allah say, I say, Muhammad, Rasul of Allah. Then we accept what say Suhail bin Amr, or what say Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. Word of Muhammad, for some reason, Allah ta'ala mentioned 4 times. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum. Wallazina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa aminu bima nuzzil ala Muhammadin. Wa ma Muhammadun illa Rasul, and Muhammadun Rasulullah. Para 4 also, para 22 also, para 26 also, 2 times, Allah Ta'ala mentioned. Suhail say, you are not a Rasul, but Allah say, I am say, Muhammad, that is my messenger. Many, many people, many, many places in dunya, they say Muhammad is not a Rasul. Why we get worried? Allah say, Muhammad is my Rasul. Muhammadur Rasulullah. And thereafter say, Fataham Mubina 3 times. Ulama is mentioned because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sabar 10-15 minute time, never make any argument, no became angry also, and no fight also, then three in'am, glad tidings came from Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. In first ayat kareema, what is the fatah mubin? Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi. And everybody knows Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi. He was born 50 and passed away 124. Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi. First fatah and first successful. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make any argument. Through tawazu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the 2 years time, 8,500 people accepted Islam. That is his fatham mubina. That is one barakat of tawazu. That is why, what say Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa huwa ala al mimbar. Ayyuha an-nas, tawazu. فَإِنِّي سَمَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ تَوَازَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That is number one. And number two, وَأَصَابَكُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Just make a little bit sabr of Muhammad and Umar ibn al-Khattab. That is happened in Zulqadah. Come back to Madinah Munawwara. Zulqadah is over. Zulhijjah is over. And month of Muharram, after 2 months, whole ilaqa of Khaybar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take over, that is barakat of tawazu. After 2 months time, Allah ta'ala give it all the ilaqa of Khaybar also. That is the second number. And thereafter say, وَمِن دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. 2 years is finished. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sabr. وَيَهَدِيَكَ Siratam Mustaqima. What is the Siratam Mustaqima? Mubassirin is right. Make sabr. Now you came in Makkah Mukarrama back road. But time will coming, you coming straight in Makkah Mukarrama. There is Siratam Mustaqima. No fight. No need any visa also. You direct come in Makkah Mukarrama. After 2 years time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take over whole Makkah Mukarrama. That is Yahdiyaka Siratam Mustaqima also, and Mamin Dun Zalika Fatan Kariba also. What is the lesson, my beloved brother? And respected ulama kiram also. Anytime between two groups, or maybe two party, or maybe two person between husband and wife, then all the time we take a lesson how, which way we can make compromise. We can make compromise like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make compromise. Compromise time, necessary one party became mutawaze. If another party don't become mutawaze, if second party became mutawaze, then inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all problem is sorted out. That is the important lesson, short way from Waqi of Sulh Hudaybiyah, like I mentioned happened, 1437 years ago. Last point. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, he never break any respect. But only Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, say only one single word. What is the one single word? He asked, Alasta Nabiyallahi Hakka, you are not through messenger of Allah. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized after long time that is also break respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why I ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not through messenger of Allah? And thereafter Hazrat Umar say, فَعَمِلْتُ لِذَلِكَ أَعْمَالًا فَعَمِلْتُ لِذَلِكَ أَعْمَالًا. And Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi written thereafter, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, Ma ziltu asumu wa usalli. Wa atasaddiqu wa utiqu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, because I use only one single word, and I ask Nabi of Allah, Alasta Nabiyallahi Hakkan? Very small sentence. You are not through Nabi of Allah, but Hazrat Umar say, these also break respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I break respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now day after I went to try to replace. But how can I replace? Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no say, I make many, many nafal namaz also, and many, many roza also, and big, big amount make sadaqah in part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I free them many, many slaves also. Why? Niyabatan an kalami alladhi asabtu zalika al-yawm. Because that day, I break respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala na, one time she take qasam of Allah. And day after Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala na, she break her qasam. And anybody take qasam and break, then necessary these three things to make kafara and freedom one slave also. Hazrat Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala na, she say, I break my qasam only one time. But Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, aatakat arba'ina ghulaman. Aatakat arba'ina ghulaman. One qasam is break, but Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, make freedom 40 ghulam. Like Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also. Just a little but break respect of Nabi of Allah, and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, ma ziltu asumu, وَأُسَلِّي وَأَتَصَدَّقُوا وَعُوتِكُوا نِيَابَةً عَنْ كَلَامِ الَّذِي أَسَبْتُوا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So very important lesson, bhai. If any time we break respect somebody, then we make some sadaqah also, namaz also, and ask maafi also. That is the short and sweet lesson we can take. Durusun wa'ibarun. Min waqi'ati sulh hudaybiyah, khulasa of sulh hudaybiyah, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam make sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala give it more and more inam. So that is important for me also, and for you also. Compromise time, three things very, very important. No argument, no fight, and no become angry, then inshallah wa tabarak wa ta'ala, all the problems sorted out. Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy, me also, and for you also. That is this humble word in front of Hazrat Maulana Naeem Saab. I also ask maafi. Ye to bhi adbi ho gaye badon ke samne bolna. Lekin phir hum log kabhi kabhi tasalli de dete hain ke al amru fawq al adabe. Wa akhir da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Maulana Huzaifa, dua karo aap. आप दुआ कीजिए, सौ दुआ कर, अल्लाह मुरफ़ाओ का लदे भी, ठीक है, दुआ कीजिए, ये माइक मालाना हो जाए, पापा दे दो भाई, मालाना सलमान, मालाना हो जाए,
मैं सुनत गया था एक मदरसे में, तो वहाँ बयान किया, मुझसे कहा दुआ कर, मेरे सामने आज 10 साल का तालिब इल्म है, कहीं इससे दुआ अगर ये बुजुर्ग है क्योंकि इसके जिम्मे कोई गुनाह नहीं नाबालिग है तो कोई गुनाह नहीं अगर इससे ही दुआ करा तो उसी बच्चे से दुआ कराए बड़े बड़े बुजुर्ग भी करके इनसे कर ये सबसे बड़ा बुजुर्ग है क्योंकि टेन या चाइल्ड नो गुनाह मासूम बिफोर बालिग तो इंशाल्लाह मौलाना हुज़ैफ़ा में
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها صغيرها وكبيرها سرها وعلانيتها ظاهرها وباطنها اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ارزقنا قربك ورضاك وحبك وحب نبيك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم هدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين والنبيين والشهداء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شره وشر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.